Hello. Good day. Welcome. We're here again for another exciting, action-packed edition of Tweets Out Loud. Okay, so yeah, I've been getting some good feedback. It's all really nice. Thanks very much. So we continue with I'd Stand on That's tweets. Yeah. So I'll just get crack on. I don't really need introductions. So here we go. I feel for the single guys out there. The way you have to get up every 5 minutes to grab your own beer saddens the fuck out of me. Out of me. The grass is always greener on the other... Shut the fuck up. I like that one. I imagine that's how he says it. Your Twitter crush is fucking his wife right now. Believe it. If you're constantly speaking of your glass being either half empty or half full, try this. Find a new fucking bartender that can keep up. Boom. Got in bed naked last night. Wife said, I have a headache. So I said, sweet, just dip my cock in Tylenol. So take it orally or as a suppository. Yeah, so if you don't know what suppository means, then, you know, just shove it up your ass. Yeah, alright. I know it wasn't funny. Just shut your face. Shut all of your faces. Alright, so here we go, next one. My daughter just said, Daddy, you're good looking and not fat like other dads. She's only 10, but we're headed to the BMW dealership right now. there you go. Okay, so here's Mike Lowry. That's his other name on it. I mean, his at name is I'd Stand on That. But his name is Mike Lowry, which I really hope that's your real name, but I bet it's not. So here we go. Top tweet here, and I fully agree with it. And I even gave it a trophy when I was able to give trophies, which I can't anymore, unfortunately, because I just really can't be bothered, so I'd rather do these. This is my extra trophy on top of a trophy, if you know what I mean. No? Alright, whatever. So, here we go. Top tweet from I'd Stand on That. I was hit on by a gay guy today. Though I politely declined, we had an amazing conversation over beers. My point? Fuck you, homophobes. Yeah. So there you go. I entirely agree. And if anything, being hit on by a gay guy is a huge compliment, because they don't like want to fuck every guy. I mean, I know they're very sexually active gay guys, but they don't, you know, just because you're a guy doesn't mean to say they'd fuck you. If anything, if you're a homophobe, I've tweeted about this before. If you're a homophobe, basically they probably won't even fancy you or want to fuck you at all, because you're a dick. Well, not literally a dick, because then they'd be attracted to you, wouldn't they? If you were, an actual dick. Well, there we go. I rambled and waffled too much about that, really. So just go and follow Mike Lowry, a.k.a. I'd Stand on That. If not, then that's fine. It's your decision. But it's wrong. Maybe not. But, still, it's your decision. All right. Thanks for listening again. Hooroo.